world sin, and you know, you're putting down somebody else.
Well, I'll give you an example, Barbara, where some people say, well, I've got to have a project. I mean, I've got to have a cause. And unfortunately, there are some ministers that know that. They say, well, I'll tell you what. I really think that you ought to get this petition. You ought to go out and get 500 signatures. And you know, this will keep that person busy and keep them out of my hair. Or I think you ought to go march on the nearest abortion clinic. Or I think you ought to go down there and picket Ford Motor or, you know, somebody else or 7-Eleven or... Now, wait a minute. If you don't have the power in your heart to pray, what's going to happen when you're out there just marching around, you're trying to get signatures on this petition? What I'm saying is, folks, some of these things are okay, but what about the heart issues? See, I, as a minister of the gospel, want to teach you how to be powerful in prayer so that you can go to the Lord and say, what am I really fighting here? Mm-hmm. What's the root cause here? What are the issues? What are the spirits here I'm up against? Then I think we're getting somewhere, Barbara.
That's right.
I believe that's a part of the gospel because Jesus cast out the spirits and they healed people. He went after the real spiritual war.
What you're talking about, heart issues, Jesus addresses this in verse 25 of Matthew 23. And he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He's always saying hypocrites to them. I can imagine how mad they were.
Livid.
For you clean the outside of the cup. That means you clean up the outside.
Yes.
Of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of robbery and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup of the dish so that the outside of it may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. He goes on and on with this, Darren. Jesus is very adamant about showing us how deadly religion is and tradition of men.
See, now if I were teaching a teenage group today, I'd be saying, hey kids, Jesus is against the phony baloney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'd say that to adults. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what Jesus was saying. Here you wash the outside of the cup and the inside's dirty. Which part are you going to drink out of? The inside of the cup.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, hey, let's go for a heart issue here. And I believe that's what Jesus was saying. And I believe that Jesus absolutely abhorred the traditions because people were locked in them and they still are today, unfortunately.
Now, if we recognize, Darren, okay, we're listening to this tape and we're saying, oh, you know something, I have done that. I have been very hypocritical towards my friends and loved ones. How could you say that you could pray if you recognize that you had sinned in this area of being so religious, so critical, so hypocritical? How would you pray asking God to forgive you for this critical, hypocritical spirit?
You're asking me how I would pray?
Yes, how would you do that?
Well, I believe that the basis of hypocrisy is pride.
Okay.
I believe... and arrogance, and probably envy, and strife, and jealousy, all that package kind of goes in there.
But pride probably is
Pride is probably the root of that thing. You know, I'm all put together here. I wouldn't dare look at myself because, in fact, I don't need to look at myself. People like this would say, well, I'm so well put together here, and God is so pleased with me, but look at that sinner over there. And they don't look at themselves. It's like the Bible says, Don't look at the sliver in the other guy's eye, and you got a log in your eye.
Yes, that's right. Jesus taught that.
He said that and gave that very illustration. And I think all of us have been guilty of this at one time or another. And when that crops up in our life, I think we need to get on our knees, I don't care how slight it is, and say, God, I have judged that person. I've looked down on them. In fact, God got after me here a while back, and he said, you've judged that man, Raka. You've judged that man as worthless. There's nobody worthless made in my image and likeness. Yes. You need to repent. I repented and called the man and asked him to forgive me.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying that to say, oh, Darren, you're such a hot dog.
But
I'm
you
not
recommend
that.
That, right?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jesus was showing me, said that, you know, you were asking for answers to prayer here. And by the way, Darren, since you asked me, there is a blockage in your life here. You've looked down on this person that's really been hard on you. You judged them as worthless. They're not worthless. No matter whether they are pleasing to you or not, you need to repent because you've had the wrong attitude toward that person.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody made in my image and likeness is worthless.
So if you're coming, if you want to get yourself clean of all this tradition of men, what spirits there would you bind in your prayer? Father God, I ask that you forgive me.
Okay, one of the big spirits behind that is the spirit of manipulation.
Okay.
And oft times that also is the spirit of Jezebel.
Okay, that's good.
And
the
spirit of control.
Okay.
All right? Manipulation, control, Jezebel spirit. Many of those are behind these traditional activities. You know, and we're going to try to control people through some rules and regulations. We're going to try to get them down in a sense. And we want to get that office so we can put out the edicts and we can say, well, we're going to do it this way. And you're going to have to respect me because I have this office.
And I believe there's actually a spirit of hypocrisy.
Amen.
Ruling over.
Amen.
And so if you want to bind that spirit of manipulation, Jezebel, control, hypocrisy, this will really help. When you bind that according to Matthew 16, is it?
16:19
and Matthew 18:19. Those are hard for me to remember. Then when you bind them like that, God is going to go to work. Holy Spirit in you is going to go on to work because you're serious about this and you're saying, Father, I no longer want to control. I no longer want to be a hypocrite. I'm so tired of that. I don't want to have a judgmental and critical spirit. Those might be two other spirits, spirit of criticism, spirit of judgment over people.
But you know, Barbara, in that very verse that you alluded to in Matthew 16:19, and I like to read it, it says Jesus was speaking to his disciples, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I hear the keys, keys to many of our answers. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, I want to tell you, that is such a marvelous scripture. And see, folks, these spirits are going to try to come in, and they're going to try to get in and inhabit a person. They're going to try to get in and control you. And one of the devilish things, sinful, I mean it's gross, is a spirit of manipulation, is going to come against the teaching of faith. Because the teaching of faith is going to talk about the anointing. The anointing is what removes the burden, destroys the yoke. Well, that's why I believe I have such a violent attitude against these traditions, is because I see it absolutely cripples faith. And you have to have faith to understand that healing is going to work for you, that God's going to bless you financially, that you can pray a prayer and believe that God's power is going to protect your children or your marriage or your business or your future. Well, these traditions and these traditional groups of people keep people out of the kingdom of God where the power is, Barb.
That's right.
And that just rattles my cage. I mean, I cannot tell you the violence that comes out of me. I mean, I want to jump on that thing and kill it. I mean, and not kill a person, but get those spirits out of them.
Well, Jesus came right down to accusing the Pharisees and Sadducees of murder.
Yes.
And rightly so, because in the end, they committed the greatest injustice of all, and that was nailing the Lord Jesus Christ on the tree. I know he volunteered, and I know it had to be done, but they, on their unscrupulous and dishonest part, they did it through, they asked somebody to lie in court.
Well, you know, Barbara, from a human standpoint, in a sense, it's no wonder Jesus was crucified. I mean, he was calling them open sepulchers. He said, you got bones in you. I mean, you got death in you. You look good, but on the inside, you're rotten to the core.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they want to hang him?
Oh, yeah.
And it's only God's plan that kept him off the cross. I mean, it's a wonder they didn't crucify him before they did.
Well, and here they had all the people under their control. I mean, all the people were coming to them, respecting them. I mean, they were walking in the square, and all the people would come and bow down to them and kiss their fringe and that kind of thing. They had all the people under control. And here comes this 30-year-old upstart, and he's saying, you whitewashed sepulchres, you hypocrites. I mean, I can't imagine
what their
feelings
were. He was calling them every word in the book.
That's
right. You're
phonies,
you're hypocrites, you're all these kinds of things. You look good on the outside, but on the inside, you're full of death. You're keeping people out of the kingdom of God. Mm. You haven't entered yourself.
Mm.
He was saying, you're sinner, 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 sinner. Now, folks, the government didn't crucify Jesus. The church crucified Jesus. And
religion
today, the government
Jesus
is not our enemy, folks. I got to tell you that. Yeah, I know they come up with something now and then, and Jay Sekulow takes them on Supreme Court. Praise God for Jay Sekulow. But our real problem today, folks, is traditions that keep us out of the anointing of God where the power is. And many people have died prematurely, Barbara, and they've lived horrible lives, and some people have been locked into poverty, locked into sickness, and their potential has never been realized because of these traditions.